sweet honey, suck the color in. I just have to breathe it in.
Who's that?
I look left, I look right. I look to see the scenery out of the sight. Oh, it just doesn't get
nobody knows who this is.
I don't know, boss. I don't push the buttons.
I know you don't.
All right, so here we are. What? We have a strange thing today. I'm not sure what it is. Michael said he thought I sounded a little depressed earlier on. I think yesterday at this time I was depressed to the point of being worried. And then after Charlotte had her operation, yesterday, she came out of it well. I took her to from time when it started to the time when she was recovering, talking about like it was a human operation, it was about 4.5 hours. And honestly, I was worried. And I think, I don't know how I put a face on it yesterday morning. Did I sound like I was worried yesterday?
No, you didn't.
I guess I had trust in Dr. Carlson, who did the operation, but I was worried through the course of the day. Lots of great input on Facebook, including somebody in Japan who said, make sure you say hi to Charlotte, to a friend of mine who posted on his Facebook page the idea that Charlotte had a couple of what could be questionable cysts on her rear end, and it was in a delicate place, and so it was a serious operation. But she came out of it fine. Thank you so much. It was very nice. But I did feel concerned about it yesterday. So, Michael, you said you thought I sounded depressed earlier this morning. I don't know that I was. I just, you know what? I think I go through a lot of these things. And I was having a conversation with a dear friend yesterday about the variety, the fun, the fact, I said to Roberta earlier, that we've been through all kinds of stages in the progression of this program, which is now in its 26th year, done things all kinds of different ways. And what works for most people is to find out what's going on in the world and then to have some fun with the issues. But I think because we have been so focused on the healthcare issue, Obamacare, that kind of stuff, you know, when you look at the headlines, the derailment is still in the headlines. The online enrollment numbers are in the headlines. I actually have a couple of car crashes that are in the headlines. The president has promised to put more money into AIDS research. So what is there in there that you can have fun with? Not much. Right? I mean, and then I guess the drone story from yesterday, the poll at DougStephan.com today, because we actually posted the video that was produced by the folks at Amazon to basically describe in video what was going to happen when you ordered a package that was 5 pounds or less, how they're going to deliver it to your home. So that video is posted at DougStephan.com today. And our question, what do you think about Amazon's planned drone delivery? A, it looks amazing. I can't wait to try it. B, I might try it if it's not too expensive. Any idea, was there a suggestion, Kenny, in the article or the story as to how much it was going to cost to have that? I heard that there may be, if you're close to an Amazon distribution point, you might be able to get the product in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
After you order.
Yeah, that's what, wow. Yeah, there will be a little button on the page that you would click if you wanted it. I think they call it Prime Air or something like that. Mm. And you click that button and it should be there in about 30 minutes, just like a pizza.
Just like a pizza. Well, somebody said they were going to try, was it Domino's or Papa John's? They're going to try delivering pizzas the same way. Under the circumstances, there are all kinds of complications that have to go along with this. But anyway, the poll at DougStephan.com focuses on whether you might find this interesting or use it. Meanwhile, yesterday's poll, how is this year's Christmas shopping compared with last year's for you? 28% of you said, I will spend less or about the same. 22% said, I'll spend a lot less. 23% said, I'll just spend, what is this? Wait a minute, I see what I did wrong. 28% said, I'll spend about the same. 23% said, I'd spend less. 22% said, I'll spend a lot less. 18% said, I don't know how much I'm going to spend for Christmas. 7% said, I'll probably spend more. And 2% said, I've already spent more than I did last year. What's your shape? And what do you think, Roberta? What are you going to do in terms of your own requirements or your own adjustments or your own desires when it comes to shopping this year?
Probably less. Well, actually, we're focusing less on actually buying stuff, and we're more looking at going on a family trip.
Really? For Christmas?
For Christmas, yeah.
Where are you thinking about going?
Somewhere warm.
I think that's a great idea.
Right, scuba dive.
Yeah, no,
but,
lot,
you know, less on, you know, a lot of big ticket stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Kenny?
To be honest, I'm not really sure yet. I love Christmas and I love listening to the Christmas music, but I don't like to buy presents until the last week or two.
Right.
So I'm not sure how it's going to shape up for us this year.
I think that there are so many people that just do this out of obligation. They feel like they want to do it and yet they don't. You know, they don't enjoy it. They don't want to go shopping. I know that's how I used to feel. I just didn't want to do it. So I just, instead of doing it at the last minute and not liking it, I just stopped. I don't give Christmas presents to anybody. Well, that's, last year I gave a couple of Christmas presents to people that I loved. But other than that, I think that you go way overboard. It spoils what really the essence of Christmas is. There are almost two Christmases. There's the commercial side, and we visit this every year, the conversation about, I mean, look what we've been talking about the last three or four days. It's all been about money. It's all been about how much was purchased online or at the stores and whether the numbers were higher or lower than they were last year. Think about it. The idea of Christmas, when the Christians stole it from the pagans, was to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And even though it didn't happen at any point around the 25th of December, that was when the pagans were having their celebration, so let's steal it. And that's what they did. But still, that's, to me, what originally Christmas was. It wasn't about buying presents. It wasn't about exchanging presents, even though my mother and father did. We went to my aunt's house every year and had that sort of celebration. But it was always, it was usually unpleasant because my aunt's husband was such an unpleasant jerk. He always was drunk and just, you know, so that's what you remember. Well, who wants to have that? So you create new memories and new ideas. And frankly, I stayed away from Christmas for 7 or 8 years. The kids were, when they were around, or if I went to them, it normally, you know, you'd have Christmas with them, sort of. And when Tony was alive, that worked. And until last year, I didn't really have a Christmas for a long time. And I think it was because more I was just tired. And here I am making my living. I sound like a hypocrite. Making my living selling things so people will buy them at Christmas time. But that just... It doesn't really work well for me. I think unless you got some connection with something really warm and loving. And so, you know, under the circumstances, what are your priorities? And I think that's what the poll was aimed at. What are your priorities for Christmas this year at DougStephan.com? 14 minutes after the hour. I've got an idea for a Christmas present, however. This is a practical gift for people who are losing their hair or have lost a lot of their hair or don't. When you use that term, lost, you're losing your hair, you've lost your hair, there's a sort of an inference that it's gone and it won't come back again. Well, with most people, that's not the case. If you were to have your head examined, that's a good way to put it, have your head examined, have people look at your head, look at the pores with a microscope or maybe a, not a microscope necessarily, but a spyglass. Take a magnifying glass and have somebody look at your scalp and see if they can't see the pores and see the fact that they're all plugged up. They're plugged up because you've been using cheap shampoos and rinses all your life. So those little pores are plugged like cement, and they need Provia to cleanse those out so that the follicles under your skin can be have a chance to grow, get stronger, and that's what Provia does. All natural ingredients clinically shown to strengthen your hair follicles, give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It'll be like nothing you've ever tried before, mostly because it works and most of the other stuff on the market doesn't. Give yourself the gift of stronger, fuller, more beautiful hair and give the gift to somebody else. Maybe the best Christmas gift that you could get or give this holiday season. It brings back people with hair have wonderful confidence. Have you noticed that? People with really good head. Remember Ronald Reagan? What a great head of hair he had. Bill Clinton, the same thing. So, if you want to be like Ronald Reagan when you grow up, call 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today and get a brand new bottle of Provia Super Concentrate. That'll make your hair come back even faster. Call now. Get free express shipping when you mention Doug Stephan. Best deal of the year for Provia. 800-525-8319. Get it for you and a friend, a dear loved one. 800-525-8319.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 policy for just $18 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-733-5621. That's 1-800-733-5621. 1-800-733-5621.
All right, 2020 News Quiz question time. The folks at U.S. Airways yesterday sent out a warning to people who had flown on a flight from Austin to Phoenix last week. What was the warning about? There were about 70 passengers who were on the plane. U.S. Airways said there was a problem and all the passengers had to be made aware, and then they had to take some action. So why is U.S. Airways talking to these passengers on this flight from Austin to Phoenix? 888-302-3684. You know the answer, you get a swell prize. We're looking for the reason U.S. Airways wanted to talk to passengers on this flight from Austin to Phoenix. 888-302-DOUG on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Is out from a terrible storm, but my light still shines. Santa's spinning, Rudolph's grinning. Listen to my generator whine. My neighbor put up a pretty good front, but I know they're ending me. I see them peeping through a crack in their living room blinds on my 50 kilowatt tree.
The Bobs with 50 Kilowatt Tree, song that came out in 1996. It's number 10 spot today. Every day, the Sounds of Christmas website, soundsofchristmas.com, has a rating for the songs that have been requested or played or downloaded during the course of the last 24 hours. And it will change every day between now and Christmas. That's what makes it so much fun to have a different overview each day and songs that you probably haven't heard for a long time. Maybe there are new songs in here, but it broadens your perspective. Mostly the songs that you hear on the radio, top 40 stations or 45 songs that they play over and over again. Well, some of that's a little variety, but there's great variety at the website soundsofchristmas.com. So if you want to have that variety, then help yourself. Number 9 today on the list of the top 10, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, with their version of the We Three Kings. This is out new this year, Kenny, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Sounds like a rather simple recording. Got
one of the more mellow tracks on this album.
One of the very mellow tracks. All right, so that's number 9 in the top 10 most played or requested songs in the soundsofchristmas.com. Number 8, The Temptations.
Now that it is Christmas time, I want you to say you would be mine. Uh-huh. It would be Christmas every day.
Cool.
And baby, I'm in love with you. And if you say you love me too, it would be Christmas every day. What a lovely Christmas.
Christmas every day from 1980 in The Temptations. That was sort of at the time when they were weaning, wasn't it? They were big in the late 60s through the late 70s. And I think they're still performing. You can find them around from time to time in the summertime. But they have their traditional hits. But I'm sure it's been, 20-some-odd years since they had a hit, isn't it, Kenny?
Yeah. I think they had something in the 80s. They did something with Hall & Oates. But
yeah,
it's been a while since they had any big hits.
Number 7 today on the Sounds of Christmas website, Harry Connick Jr.
The most wonderful time of the year.
I like his stuff. This was from 2008. B.B. King in the number 6 position with A Christmas Celebration. 1964.
Oh, here's to you, baby. May Christmas bring you happiness.
Number 5, Ringo Starr.
Dear Santa, I know it's Christmas time again. How I love to sing the song.
Good Lord. Brian Adams, number 4. This was in 2011, actually. Merry Christmas.
I'm so very glad you're here. Merry Christmas.
I'm trying to find one that I like.
Merry Christmas.
I like. I'm Ron Roberts and Harry Connick and Gary U.S. Bonds.
And please call me.
1967.
If you need me.
Everybody did a Christmas album, didn't they? Back then. Everybody.
If
all the
you're
stars.
Ever blue.
Whoever was big in pop music always did a Christmas tune. Lois Mahalia.
The halls of Bonzo Hall.
Last year. Do we have her on the program last year, Kenny?
Yes, we did.
Be jolly. This is number two. And the most requested to listen to sounds of Christmas album. And number one. You know what I like. Bob Seger in The Last Herd. Sock It to Me, Santa, from 1966. That's a silly song. All right, so there they are, the top 10 songs today on soundsofchristmas.com, courtesy of Good Day, 28 after the hour now.
Here's what the doctor says.
The more calories we eat as we get older can be detrimental to our overall health, particularly cognition.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Dr. Paul Nussbaum is the president of the Brain Health Center in Pittsburgh. He says that what we eat can help our brains stay nimble and sharp. So here's a list of some good brain foods.
Fatty fish, fresh water fatty fish, salmon, herring, mackerel, tuna, unsalted sardines. About 8 ounces a week. Nuts, unsalted nuts like almonds and walnuts, very, very powerful omega-3s. Green leafy vegetables go into the body not as omega-3s, but they get metabolized into omega-3s.
And load up on foods with antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables, about 6 fistful servings a day.
Including lots of berries. For much more info on brain health, check the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Mastic responsibly.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for... Heart and Body Extract.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We are growing by leaps and bounds. Thank you very much. Doug's Good Day program, pretty unique in the way that we look at the issues of the day, try to have fun with them, stay away from the political stuff that divides people. That's the idea here. And your calls at 888-302-3684. Our 2020 News Quiz question has to do with the warning that U.S. Airways has extended to people who are on a flight from Austin to Phoenix a couple of days ago. What was the problem? You'll give us that information. We'll spotlight some of the other headlines here. And Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness person, is going to be here to do a little exercising and focusing on sweating and burning calories. I also want to talk to her excuse me, about the difference in male and female energy. When women go to the gym and exercise, what happens to them versus when men go to the gym? And I think it has. There are a lot of different nuances to it, so I want to sort of probe into that with her in a matter of moments. And so you'll stick around for that, because it's good for you. Meanwhile, speaking of headlines, et cetera, Barbara Walters has announced, Kenny, her list of the most fascinating people of the year. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. Among those that were hand-picked by Barbara Wawa for her annual TV special, Jennifer Lawrence, that makes sense, from The Hunger Games, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Edward Snowden, the whistleblower. I guess that makes sense. She's not going to be able to. Is she going to go to Russia and interview him? Usually when they're on the list, they get interviewed.
Well, so, some of them do. I don't think she does them. I don't think she interviews them all.
You're going to do them all? Miley Cyrus is on the list. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, the stars of Duck Dynasty, Duchess Kate and Prince William's baby George. Yeah, I have much of an interview with him. And Robin Roberts from Good Morning America. So that program is going to air on Wednesday, the 18th of December. That's what happened at the end of the year, and a lot of these special programs are on. The first run stuff, the television series, will probably last for another couple of weeks, and then they go into reruns until after the first of the year. I think that's pretty much how that works. All right, story today from the Palestinian investigator who was going to try to figure out whether Yasser Arafat actually died. Was he poisoned? And apparently there is a group, and the investigator is going to name those people today or tomorrow who were behind the poisoning, or at least that's the allegation, behind the poisoning of Yasser Arafat. How many people even remember who? Do you think the cutoff is about your age, Kenny? You know who Yasser Arafat was, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
As I was thinking about this, I was thinking to myself, how many people are listening actually really know who Yasser Arafat is? You know, I want to be relevant. So is that relevant only to people who are older who know who the guy was? I would say to those who are younger, he was a murdering cutthroat. He ran the Palestine Liberation Organization and was responsible for most of the current problems that exist between Palestine and Israel, saw that as a way for him to make a lot of money. When he died, he left his wife $2 billion. Now, how does a guy like that organizes terrorist groups get $2 billion?
I suppose by terrorizing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was really unbelievable. So it appears he was murdered. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Volvo announced today that they are going to start testing their cars not on a test track, but on the highway. You know how, for example, out in Arizona, I think it's the Ford or General Motors, they have a big test. Most of the desert states have the major car companies with these big proving grounds, the testing grounds. And Volvo has done that as well, but they don't think that that's a really good test. And so what they're going to do is, because they're trying to perfect the autonomous cars, cars without drivers, or even if you are interested, you could drive the car if you want to, or not drive it if you want to. It's called Project Drive Me, self-driving cars for sustainable mobility. This is actually Volvo and the Swedish government trying to put together a way for them to make the roads safer. How in the name of heaven does a car that has no driver find its way under the road, and who thinks it's going to be safer? All those of you who think a car on the road with no driver is going to be safer, raise your hands. Who's going to, they're going to put things in the road. You know how much money this is going to cost and how long it'll take? I'm just thinking about America. How long will it take here in America for us to fix all the roadways? Because you got to fix them all. I think the idea here, correct me if I'm wrong, Kenny, is there's going to be some kind of, when you the yellow or the white stripes in the middle of the road are going to have, or the stripes on the side of the road are going to have some kind of a magnetic ingredient that will keep the cars from going off the road. And that's what's going to also monitor. Now, you can, I mean, there are some places now where you put things underneath the road. For example, when you're on a roadway that crosses a major highway and there's a light there, you know that after a certain time, 8, 9 o'clock at night when there's much traffic, the light stays green on the major thoroughfare and will only change when you drive up to a certain spot on the tarmac. And you can see where the piece of asphalt been cut out. They put in a device, and then they put it back in, and there's a sealer around it. When you drive over that, it activates a switch that makes the light change. And so with that technology, they think that they can figure out a way to actually control cars in the same mechanism or in the same way. That's really kind of avant-garde as much as anything else, isn't it?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of videos on YouTube, driverless cars, and one of the things that's very interesting is how it can drop you off at the mall, and then it can go find a parking space, and then come back and pick you up when you have like a remote on your.
You just hit the remote, and the car comes over, and it remembers.
And
where
the car
you
comes up, and yeah, and which I think that's very cool, especially this time of year when it's going to be hard to find somewhere to park. But the idea is going around on the highway, counting on the special magnetic strips or something in the road, counting on that to work. I find that a little troubling when you think about all mm-hmm. the traffic lights and all the things we have now that break down.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a mess.
It's a wonder. 888-302-3684. All right, let's talk to Mary, who's in Virginia, see if she can tell us why U.S. Airways passengers were warned over the weekend after they took a flight from Austin to Phoenix. Mary, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thanks for asking. Where in Virginia are you?
Greenbackville. I'm Virginia's Eastern Shore.
Yeah, what's that close to?
The Maryland line.
Chincoteague
Bay.
I came to pinpoint it in my mind, and I don't know where some of these towns are. All right, so the passengers on this flight from Austin to Phoenix were told what?
That one of the passengers, a gentleman on board, had tuberculosis.
Right. Can you imagine that? How would you feel if you've been cooped up in one of those small little regional jets? The Austin to Phoenix flight must last an hour and a half, I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
There were 70 passengers who were kept on the flight after it landed in Arizona. They were told to get tuberculosis tests and vaccinations. People got on the plane, removed the man who was asked to put on a medical mask. What sort of thoughtless boob who knew that he or she had something like this would get on an airplane? Just what kind of what goes on in your mind that you're that selfish, right?
someone who's clueless.
Or self-absorbed, whatever it is. You're the most important person in the world, and everybody else be damned. All right, so that's the answer, Mary. Thank you. Hold on just a second, and we'll send you a swell prize, all right? We appreciate you being here. Speaking of appreciation, you'll appreciate the fact that Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person, is here in just a moment on Good Day.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Here's today's Aramco Report with real estate and mortgage analyst Mehran Aram.
As we approach the end of 2013, the big question in the financial markets is still the tapering of the Fed's bond buying program. When will they slow down or eventually end the monthly purchase of $85 billion in treasuries and mortgage-backed securities? No one knows exactly when, but every time the economic data comes in stronger than expected, it causes a sell-off in bonds on speculation that the tapering may come sooner. And that's exactly what happened on Monday, as stronger than expected ISM manufacturing data pushed mortgage discount points up by 0.3 of a point. Conforming 0.30-year fixed rates now average 4.5%, with 15-year rates closer to 3.5%. For more information on home loans or real estate, visit our website at aramco.biz or call me at 800-710-2726. This is Mehran Aram for Good Day.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf is here, author of Naked Fitness. Check her out at andreametcalf.com or nakedfitness.com. Always interested in getting your perspective on lots of little things and sometimes big things, issues that have to do with exercise and staying in shape, burning calories. The song would sort of remind us of perhaps in a dance class, getting physical, all hot and sweaty, going to a gym, getting hot and sweaty. But because you're such a big proponent of people moving their bodies, all the muscles in their bodies as they're doing normal routine, I thought I'd ask you about something that I saw reported this weekend, that when you're exercising, it's much better to spend time standing up. And that may be the secret ingredient to losing weight, among other things. If you're down and exercising, and I don't know why that might be. I understand the principle of it. So why would it be that you would, if you were walking, standing upright when you're exercising, or even just standing up supposedly is better, why would that be?
Well, I mean, that seems like it makes sense to me because you have more resistance against gravity from a higher distance. So if everything's balanced on your feet, every single muscle has to work up to your head. If you're laying on the ground is supporting the biggest structure, and it's, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
Exercise and holiday weight gain. The European Journal of Clinical Nutrition says that exercise may not stave off holiday weight gain. In other words, you're liable to be putting it on faster than you can take it off. I don't know that that holds true for people who are serious about exercising. Do you? Is this aimed at maybe people who don't have a regular exercise routine?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing, Doug, and the amount of calories that we're consuming during this time of year, which is so out of our norm because there's so many more parties and celebrations and just food available that, again, that tempts us that we wouldn't normally be eating, is even with a regular exercise program, I mean, to burn off 1,100 calories, you have to work out intensely for about 2 hours for most people.
Mm-hmm.
And that Thanksgiving meal being 1,100 calories where typical dinners are only about 500 to 700, that's on a consistent basis, it's hard to make a dent in that.
One of the, but the fact that you're an exercise person, I would think that more and more people would be coming to you from this time on through after the first of the year. People put on weight and then they want to lose it because they want to go away to the South for spring break or they want to get ready for spring. Good God, we're already talking about spring. Bring it on. what do you say to...
about me right now.
What's that?
I don't think people are thinking about me right now. They'll be thinking about me come January 1st. But right now, people are just trying to cope with having family around, getting presents ready, celebrating the holiday and decorating. And there's a small underlying pulse of awareness of what we're taking and eating and trying to make a few better choices here and there. And I think the simplest thing you can do is just track your fruit and vegetable intake right now during the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to not have that 5 a day minimally, which you really should have 9 to 11, then add in an extra salad for the day. And although the salad won't completely negate the extra piece of pie you had yesterday, it does provide you a way to be filled up on lower calories and get some better nutrients to keep your metabolism and your health better.
I noticed also in the British Journal of Sports Medicine that if you want to stay young, the person who gives the best advice in that department is you. Keep moving. Move. Maybe that goes hand in hand with standing up while you're, whatever it is during the course of the day, spend more time standing up than sitting down.
Well, that's so true. I mean, let's think about this. If you sit on a plane for 4 to 6 hours, when you go to get up, no matter what age you are, over the age of 25, you feel a little bit stiff. And if you keep the body stiff where the fluids aren't moving easily, then that eventually goes into the joints, and so the joints become stiffer. And that goes into your organs, and so your body doesn't process as well. We keep moving, we keep fluid, we keep active, we'll stay healthier and a lot happier, just like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think that's part of it. I wanted to spend a little bit of time on masculine energy and feminine energy, studying it from, I was looking at it from an astrological point of view, because some signs are more where the feminine is more masculine or can be and vice versa. But from the exercise point of view, some women are now as aggressive as men exercising. It's actually good for you. That's, I think, the bottom line. Andrea is good for us. We're happy she's here. Andrea Metcalf, check out nakedfitness.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Save us, one or the other. Time for us to get into movie moments. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Check out his blog, which is Entertainment Today and Beyond. There's the well-known Chipmunk song, Alvin and the Chipmunks, from the movie Alvin and the Chipmunks, creatively put together. It was number one movie during the Christmas season 2007. So we bring you that as we start movie moments all the time, movie music. We have a movie contest here. The movie that is in focus will be the number one Christmas movie in 1996. So we have that for you, three audio excerpts from that, and then Chucker has some movie news. So let's get to the three audio clips. You'll drive yourself crazy as you listen to these because you're going to think you know it, and maybe you will, and maybe you won't. Haven't won before on Movie Moments, would like to get the answer in. Quickly get to 888-302-3684 as we present the first of the three audio clues from today's mystery movie.
And the realistic voice activator that says five different phrases, including, it's turbo time! Accessories sold separately, batteries not included.
Get that one, Chucker?
I got it. My daughter just watched it the other day.
Really? All right, well, let's see who listening can figure it out. This is, again, from 1996. Here's the next clue.
Put that cookie down now!
Oh, I had forgotten that he was in it.
The main star is known for his action movies, who's done about four comedies. Most of them very successful.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Here's the last audio clue.
Yes, your Christmas spirit.
All right. So you got the star. You got the idea. Let's see if you can figure out what the movie is. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, Chucker has lots of movie news in just a moment here on Good Day.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory is savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in-store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
All right, let's make the news happen. Chuck Curry and movie news for today. Chucker, what's the big story?
Okay, Doug, actor Christoph Waltz, who won an Oscar for playing the villain in Quentin Tarantino's movie Inglourious Basterds, reportedly being targeted by Disney to play the main baddie in Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tale, in which Johnny Depp will return for the fifth time as the character of Jack Sparrow. Speaking of Johnny Depp, he's also signed on to do the sequel to Alice in Wonderland. Between those two, I'd have to believe he's going to make around $40 million. Other news, Legendary Pictures have produced the Jackie Robinson film 42, a movie that was very good and a solid hit, giving a green light to produce a movie based on the life of legendary Green Bay Packer coach Vince Lombardi. That should make a pretty good movie. I've seen many documentaries on him, and he's a fascinating character. Other news, Universal has set a August 14th, Doug, 2014 release date for the next Bourne film that will once again star Jeremy Renner, not Matt Damon, who I guess doesn't want to come back. And AMC's The Walking Dead mid-season final drew 12.1 million viewers, almost 8 million in the coveted 18 to 49 demographic, what makes it the most popular show among advertisers on television. Also a great show, great show.
So I'm trying to figure out why there's so much focus on Anchorman 2. If I've seen one story that suggests, well, it's not going to come out or it's going to be released early or something, December 18th, what the heck is the big deal with Anchorman and Anchorman 2?
Well, the first one has a pretty huge cult following. I guess they figure this one's going to do even better. But the truth be told, it had a hard time going into production. The studio was very reluctant at first to finance it. But now that they have, they're well behind it and backing it very heavily. He's all over the place, Will Ferrell promoting it. So we'll see how it does. I think it'll do pretty well.
All right. Let's find out if Ann knows what our movie of the day is. Ann, thanks for your call. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Doug. Doing very well. Thank you.
That's good. Good to hear. What's the name of our movie?
I would guess it's Jingle All the Way.
Yes, that would be a good guess. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jingle All the Way, number one movie during the Christmas season, 1996. So that means, Ann, you're going to get a swell prize. Thank you very much. Hold on just a second. Michael will take care of that. Chucker, you'll be back tomorrow. This is Good Day at 59, Pat.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.